journey through a long dark night out on the open sea by faith. Anchor holds. anchor holds in spite of the storms. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The anchor holds. How many know it holds? It always holds. It still holds. Oh, let's stand and magnify him. Beautiful. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Brother Art, could you make sure that reverb's down on this one? All right. Thank you. Glory. The best I ever heard you sing it. Praise God. Beautiful. Hallelujah. And timely. How many know the anchor holds? I mean, how many really know? No matter what you're going through, the anchor holds. And I have confidence in that anchor. It will always hold. I will not yell at that anchor. I will not accuse that anchor. I will not refuse. I mean, I will not refuse to show up and magnify the anchor. The anchor holds. Yes. Praise God. No matter what the storm is doing, I can rest assured tonight. I can lay me down and sleep and awake because the anchor sustained me. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. Give you something here today. I think it's just in the flow of everything today, but there's something the Lord deserves. And we ought to give it to him as we are already. Praise God. I'm so thankful for the love of God and for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, beginning of verse 1. It's great to see everybody here. And I applaud you for being here. I know life's probably not maybe 100% for some like you would like it. But you give God praise for just being here, even if you say nothing. I believe that. You get points for showing up? You do. Praise God. I mean, you've heard it's been said before, you don't get points for showing up. Well, in the kingdom, you do, because sometimes when the saints show up, and they may not get up and sing a song, they may not testify, but their soul is saying, I'm here. I'm part of this team. Praise God. The storm's a little rough above the water, but I know my anchor holds. Hallelujah. So in the kingdom, you get points for showing up. Hallelujah. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We've been hearing about that today. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise God. For when we were yet sinners, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Even when you didn't know him, the anchor was holding for you. He dropped anchor for you. Oh, God, what a thought and message tonight. And at Calvary, he dropped the anchor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, let's love him a little here. Let's love him a little. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated when you can. See, if Jesus ups anchor, we're going home. And he hasn't upped anchor yet. So at Calvary, when we are able now, if this is too loud, just let me know, and you can tone it down, Brother Art. I feel loud, but that may be because I increased volumes on those. But at Calvary, when he gave us the opportunity to turn from our wicked ways and our unrighteous thoughts and to return unto the Lord, the act of repentance on God's part is supported by what he dropped at Calvary. There's not a thing you and I cannot overcome, go through, endure, become, not become. As long as we look and know that Calvary is still activated, the burial is still activated, the resurrection still has the green light on, praise God, like the old commercials, we'll leave the light on for you. Motel 6, I think it is, or 8. Praise God. There'll never be a time where life gets so dark that Jesus will say, well, the lights are off. He'll always say, well, I left the lights on for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've given you what you need, praise God, to make it through and to overcome and to be a conqueror. And that's what this is all about here today. So therefore, being justified. Now, there are those that take these scriptures out of context. They open a book that's not written to them yet, and they interpret it as being, well, because I believe, I have peace with God. If you're unconverted, but you believe, you're on your way to the peace of God. But you don't know what the peace is quite yet until that believing heart brings you to the peace made ready by Calvary and the resurrection. When he says we're justified by faith, the message here to the church is much deeper than I believe God. The word faith you'll find in the New Testament has everything to deal with how he redeemed us and what is justifying us versus what isn't justifying us. The great difference between New Covenant and the Old Covenant. And when people begin to realize that and step away from the picture on the box, they'll realize that there are other puzzle pieces that they're not looking at, they weren't aware of. They just got happy clappy about the picture on the box and say, ah, and they picked up a piece. Or more so, they didn't even open the box yet, Brother Mike. They just bought the box and said, I believe in this. Amen. I believe in this. But they haven't opened it yet and begin to discover the pieces in it yet. So when we're justified, our repentance and our baptism in his name is for the remission of our sins. And that is where we find the justification. We're finding justification in the anchor that he dropped at Calvary. An anchor that the world can't take from us, right? Isn't it written in the Word of God that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world? So we have an anchor, the scripture says, we have an anchor of the soul, which anchor is Christ. And it's all this great holiness and righteousness that we have. There'll be never anything God will lead you away from that you need, number one, that will ever be greater than what you'll have in him. So never waste your Christian experience by fighting what the anchor wants to do in your life. Praise God. Just let him anchor you as he is anchored. Amen. Let him establish you as he is established. Let him make you steadfast and unmovable, always abounding, amen, in the work of the Lord as he is. For as he is, the scripture says, so are we in this world. If he is an overcomer, so are we in this world. If he is love, so are we in this world. If he is peace, so are we in this world. If he is long-suffering, so are we in this world. If he is gentleness, so are we in this world. If he is goodness, so are we in this world. If he is temperance, so are we in this world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For as he is, so are we. Amen. And the power and strength of that which is of God is what keeps us and makes us who we are. We are, you are, a cut above the rest. Amen. You're not just another church group. We're not comparing ourselves, but I don't care if you find yourself in your lowest day, in some of your most hurting moments. That has not decreased the fact that we're children of God. We're called by his name. We're washed in his blood. Hallelujah. That does not change the anchor. The anchor didn't slip. The storm wasn't so strong that it's now dislodging the anchor. We all have to bend together now and fast and pray against all the demons that want to destroy us and that are moving. There's not a billion demons that can move the anchor out of its place. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. The darkness of this world cannot move the foundation that you and I are anchored to. We are anchored by anchor bolts to the foundation, amen, that could never be loosened. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. I say he's worthy. He's worthy in good times. He's worthy in bad times. He's worthy in every time in between. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But we're justified by a faith that our walk depends upon the fact that one man shed blood for all men. And that that man was not held by the grave because it was not possible that death that holds us could not hold him, would hold him. That's why he resurrected and fulfilled the word of God. And so in Psalm 16, that you would not suffer your Holy One to see corruption. Praise God. But God, amen, raised us up through his death and his burial. Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So nothing detours what he has done. And we're justified by this. This is why we can, like, if we fail, if we turn again, and if any man sin, like 1 John 2 1 says, we have an advocate. This is why after we have been converted, we can go back in a word of repentance and be cleansed from all unrighteousness again, from that bad moment, should the bad moments come. And they have. And maybe I could say this, not hopefully, but maybe they will. But in spite of that, we are able to fall back on our anchor, and that anchor cleanses us and washes us all over again. We don't have to jump back into the baptismal tank every time. We've done it, and it's good for one time. Amen. His cleansing in our life is good for one time. Now, it'll keep us clean. That's where the faith is involved. We have to trust. And this is where we overcome the world. I'll say this, and we'll continue reading. This is where we have to overcome ourselves. It's not just that the world is always combating us. We're in the world. We're not of the world anymore as far as the sinfulness ways of the world. We're of a different spirit. We're of a different kingdom. But we're in the world, and we can be affected in our spirit, soul, and body by the external things that are around us. And we need to be reminded again sometimes over and over that what we have in God, amen, is greater than who we are in this world. And sometimes the worldliness that we're trying to overcome is the worldliness in us. About us, it's our thoughts, our ways, the things that we're giving ourselves to or being influenced by. Look, I'm going to say this. It was said a few nights ago. We cannot serve two masters. We've got to either have both feet in or we have no feet in at all. You're either on the rock or you're not on the rock. You're not part on the rock and part in the world because there's stuff you want to dabble in. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And so it's up to you to keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our God. And let God be the one who justifies you, because he's going to receive a justified bride to himself. One day we will hear the sounds of the anchor being cranked up, because he's the only one that can unlodge the anchor. Praise the Lord. So when life hits you hard, you feel like I just can't do this, my faith's under attack, please understand, you may be feeling that way, but the anchor's still there. Hallelujah. You may not be at your best, but the anchor is still there. There's no enemy, there's no physical ailment, right? There's no human element of any kind. There's no world distress of any kind. Come on, Romans 8, what can separate us from the anchor? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What can up the anchor and roll it up? Can death? No. Can life? No. Can things present? No. Can angels? No. Principalities? No. Famines, pestilences, nakedness, peril? Amen. Dealing with all sorts of crud in your life? Can that stop every? Can that up the anchor? No. It cannot, praise God. He's steadfast and unmovable. Praise God. And that's what we're justified by. Hallelujah. And this is why we do what we do, especially in moments when everything's not the way we would like it to be and it has become contrary to us. Please understand, life is a life of contrariness. Your walk is a walk of contrariness. Amen. The spirit lusts against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But that's not the end of the story. Amen. That's why we have the Holy Ghost. amen, so that we can put to death, amen, that element that wants to be contrary and hinder us, and we can stop it so that we can do the things that we would, like live for God, like please God, like walk with God. Hallelujah. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. We have access. I always have access. I've got an anchor that holds, and I've got an access. I never have to ask God if I can pray today. I never have to ask him, is it okay to fulfill Hebrews 4:16 today? Can I come boldly today? Because Calvary, the scepter is out. The scepter is out. And we come to him, we worship him, because we know it's out. We know he's granting us. He's saying, come, come, come on. Come on, hallelujah, come on. And there are times in our lives when we don't feel like it, things are what they are, and we see it, we know the scepter's out, right? We know the anchor holds. We know the goodness of God follows us, praise God. I know he'll never leave me, never forsake me, but all of that's not on my mind right now. Fast takeoff, little sailing, then a quick descent. And not only so, right, we have access by faith into this grace. Don't ever, let me say this before I finish the verse. Don't ever allow your thoughts or the enemy that deals with your thoughts and hungers for fleshly things to feast on. Don't ever let him convince you you don't have access anymore. Right, when we fail, when people fail and they leave and they walk away for a little while, the enemy would like to say, you're not welcome anymore. Why try? Why try? You ever hear that? Why try? You've tried before and you failed. Why try? Right? But that's not the answer. The answer is try again. Yes. Try again until you stop messing up. Try again until you ride that bike and you're not falling off it anymore. Try again, praise God, until you're jumping curbs and running ramps. Praise God. Do all sorts of fancy bike stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. When you're going up those little ramps and flipping in the air and come down, then that's when you can look back at the enemy and say, look what I can do. You said stop trying, praise God, when I was falling off my bike, but I believed my anchor held hold for me. And I got back on that bike because I said to myself, I'm trying again. I've got access to the strength, amen, that I can try and try and try. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we have that access. So don't ever let the enemy lie to you. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, not only I can rejoice in hope of the glory yet to come, but we glory in tribulations also now. Christ in you, it was read today, the hope of glory. Look, he's not just the hope of glory, but we also know he's full of grace and glory. So I'm full of the grace that I have a hope of. He's not only the hope of someday, he's the living hope now. Amen. And if I've got the hope of the grace and glory of yet to come, then it's because I must have some of that in me now. Yes. And we have the earnest of his spirit poured out upon us. Amen. God's saying there's a whole lot more where this comes from. Amen. But you got it now, praise God. You have access to it now. I can glory now. I think God gets even more praise out of us when we're hobbling up to the pulpit. We're not feeling our best, amen. But we're giving him glory in tribulation also. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When we realize my tune needs to change because I'm too focused on the aches and the pains, praise God. And I need to give him the praise. Amen. It doesn't have to get taken away for me to praise him more. Amen. I don't have to be healed to give him glory more. Amen. He doesn't have to do one single thing further. Praise God. If it kills me, I can glory him. Amen. In tribulation also. Amen. You understand? Or anything you go through. Because look, we glory in tribulations also. We give him the praise in the midst of. Tribulation means things just aren't going good. It's a struggle, right? It's a tempest. It's a storm. But as Casting Crowns sings, I'll praise you in this storm. where I stand. Praise God. And there's something wonderful about it. I know it doesn't feel good mentally if that's the problem. It doesn't feel good spiritually if that's the problem. It doesn't feel good physically if that's the problem. Amen. But it's right. And it feels good, amen, in the spirit. Praise God. To just stop everything and say, I will praise you. For I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Amen. I will give you the glory, Lord, that's due to your name, because I've got something that's due to you. And just because I'm having a bad week, it doesn't mean I'm holding back my tithes and my offering. Glory. I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking about your glorying and your praising and your adoration. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will praise you in the storm. Oh, I will praise you in this storm. Hallelujah. I will magnify the Lord. Oh, and then we get excited. We may not be feeling the greatest, but that's when we start saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to have prayer for Brother Roten. Let's do that right now while we're just worshiping God. He's got some issues with that right hip and leg, and severe arthritic condition there, and barely walk. Hey, I'm right there with you today, bro. I've been there for the last several days, so I know what the idea of barely walk means. Amen. But we believe God together that whether we can barely walk, we're going to walk anyway. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And be reminded once again that my barely walk in the flesh doesn't mean it affects my walk in the spirit. Right. If I can barely walk in the flesh, you better believe I'm doing somersaults in the spirit. Right. I'm running marathons in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm running a race with patience, praise God, because tribulation works something, praise God. And patience is one of those things it produces. Right. Hallelujah. So let's stand and pray for him right now. We'll just stop this, praise God, for a moment. Lord, we pray for Brother Roten that God just send down grace and glory, that no good thing will you withhold to them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Receive praise. Receive the honor. Receive the glory. In Jesus' name, let it fall down like dew, Lord. Praise God as the dew from Mount Horeb, Lord, and as the manna upon the fields. In the morning time, let the grace of God and the help of the Lord Jesus descend into his room. Thank you, Jesus. God of three, anything not right, you can forgive and heal that as well while you're healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 remain standing, because I'm just going to finish this. But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. I'm going to wait patiently for him. I'm going to trust in him. You notice that it had nothing to do with working. I'm not going to church anymore. I'm not going to pray. Where's God in all of this? Where is he? If you can't answer that, something's wrong. Because we can answer it. It's an emotional statement, praise God. I was about to say e-statement. Praise God, that too. It's emotional. We know. And we know. He promised. So he is right here. And one of the best things you can do in the middle of it all is refrain and hold your tongue like Job did when all those things coming at him wanted him to curse God and die. Praise God, praise God. And that say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. And he has gone absolutely nowhere. Thank you, Jesus. and patience, experience. Give yourself a chance to look back. And say like Sister Gloria sings, when I look back over my life. God wants you to have that song. But if you give up, jump ship, stop praying, stop glorying, even in tribulation, you'll never be able to say, when I look back over my life. Because God's writing a storybook for you to flip through, praise God, and say, I remember. Oh, God was good. Oh, hallelujah, he was really good. Praise God. Patience, experience, and experience, hope. We've got hope. Hope makes not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad. How? How is the love of God shed abroad? You believe God loves you? Let me ask you, if you know the love of God beyond your believing in the love of God, the love of God is shed by the Holy Ghost. I receive the love of God when I am filled with the Holy Ghost of God. And when I get it, I suddenly realize something. In verse 6, sometimes, after we're converted, I'm going to say it like this, we're without strength. And at one point, the human race was all without strength. But while we were without strength, we were without hope, we were without an anchor, all of a sudden, oh, how can I do this and make a little noise? The anchor dropped. When I didn't have it, when I wasn't saying, I can do all things. I was more like saying, I can't do it. I've said that over the last couple days. Not drawing attention to myself. I'm just saying, I've been there. When it's so excruciating, you're like, God, I just want to punch a wall. Yet in the back of my mind was, I can do all things. Even the preacher's got to live by the preached word. You know what you know, even though your mouth says otherwise sometimes. We just don't like to go through it. It's easier to quote it. I can do all things, but when all things show up. And they didn't ask for an invitation. They just were like uninvited relatives. I was just going over to see how you're doing. You're standing there in your PJs. Thinking to yourself, I didn't want to see a soul today. This is my V veg day. And all of a sudden you got Aunt Louie Lou here and the little brat nephew and like cousins and oh God. Yes, I hear you. I wasn't calling you a brat, little princess. But we can do it. Amen. I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so good. We glory in tribulation also. Because I got a funny feeling that our glorying in moments like that is a little bit more intense than when everything is okay. Amen. And we're able to realize that we've got intensity and that we've got something to worship and we give it that extra dig because we need the extra dig. Praise God. Sometimes it was an extra dig over the last few days just to walk 5 feet. But if I'm going to get to that sixth step, I've got to walk five. God's good. I say he's good. God's good. Hallelujah. He's good all the time. Oh, hallelujah. Sister Gloria, do you have a voice enough to sing when I look back over my life? You feel like doing that? Come on. We'll end this. And let's worship as we close. Let God bless you. Praise God. And hear that word today. Sorry about that. Justin, however you need to.
When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can surely say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can surely say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can surely say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. One more time. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can surely say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony.
Praise. Hallelujah. How many know we're overcomers? Yes. Glory to God. I believe we all want to be part of that song that John talked about. Song we're singing now, even. Praise God. Who are these? What are these people? And the angel said, you know who they are. He said, thou knowest. Praise God. These are they which have come out of great tribulation, because in tribulation they learn to give glory, and by giving glory in tribulation we come out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are they which have come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes, made them white. No one's stealing my song. Praise God. God, we give you praise. One more time, let's lift up our voice. If you need something from the Lord, come get it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Touch our eyes that we may see, God. Let our eyes look up, as it's been said already. I will lift up mine eyes. Hallelujah, and give you praise. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Oh, I'm believing today that if some of you would just go a little extra here for a moment, God is going to do something for you that you desperately need him to do. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we love you today. Your mercy endures forever today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for upholding all things by the power of your word. Thank you for being wonderful and awesome as always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Great service here today. Very edifying. And I'm glad I came today. Praise God. It's a whole lot better than laying around, moping around, feeling sorry for yourself and oh, is unto me. Hallelujah. Always best to be in church. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you today, and have a great week. Amen. When you get up in the morning to pray, declare to yourself, amen, I'm going to have a great week in Jesus' name. Amen. Watch what the Lord will do for you. God bless you.